Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area, and you are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. Tonight we're going to just do things just a little differently. Last week we changed everything up just a little bit, and I kind of really liked it. What we did last week, instead of me preaching on Tuesday night, we switched it up and I played music on Tuesday night and actually did the sermon on Thursday. I'm just going to do it again this time because I got some good feedback and someone would like to do it again. So if you're tuning in, I want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. But even before we get started in that area, I just wanted to encourage you tonight to take advantage of each opportunity you have. Take advantage of each opportunity you have because we're not sure when our time is going to be up. But one thing we do know is that God loves us and that He wants the best for us. It says it in His Word, and I believe it. I believe that God is who He says He is. I just want to encourage you guys, no matter what you're going through tonight, to know that no weapon formed against you will prosper. No weapon formed against you will prosper. What I'm going to start off right with tonight is this song. This is His Strength is Perfect by C.C. Winans.
His strength is perfect, so I can do all things
guys are listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. That was none other than CC Winans. His strength is perfect. We're gonna get things rolling and rocking right now with this song. And I hope you guys like this. Just clap your hands. Sean Gilbert.
Weapons formed against me was prosper in every neighbor. This is it. Blind now. Thank you. Look at somebody that came to get a blessing. And look at them and say, right now, it's already done. Your son, it's already done.
Guys are listening to the Heart Love Radio Show, coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. That was none other than the Anointed Pace System. It's already done. Keep your station tuned wherever you are. Just sit back and relax in. Listen to this nice sound from Marvin Wyden. I'm over it now.
End of a road. Never fully told, but it ends. Filming of a dream, more than it seems. Will the stars last? Will the pain pass? People only see the smile. Unaware of all the triumph one must endure, just because he's sure he is right, so he fights through the night. It goes on. Don't know when the day will break. What a noble deed, driven to succeed. What's the real price of success? And this feeling of emptiness left me in its way, learning the truth from the faith is a test. And though it hurts, yet nevertheless, at this pain I must wink. From this bitter cup I'll drink until this song, till it is. And every night I pray, Lord, let this cup pass. I really didn't know how long it would last. Every week I feel the same pain. Residue of hurt would come again and again. Then all of a sudden your life came. Now I'm old. Broke free, all of the chains that dropped on me. People can talk about me much as they please, but I'm all grown up now. I got the victory.
Through the years, you the Heart of Love Radio Show.
Hello, this is G. Wright, and I appreciate you guys for tuning in to the Heart of Love Radio Show. That song you just finished listening to was a special song that I was dedicating to my friend Shanae. That was CeCe Winans' Comfort. One of the things I'm definitely going to do is put some more of my music. I just love CeCe. Shermaine Nicholas Reed, I just want to say I appreciate you for tuning in to the Heart of Love Radio Show. I'm going to dedicate this next song to you, Shermaine. It's a song for my project, and it's entitled All Things Are Possible.
Life's been serving you some love. Around every corner you see, thick clouds cover you in despair. You can't see your goal. You're about to lose hope. Well, don't give up. Don't give in.
If you only believe, I can make all.
you guys enjoyed that. That was a song from my project entitled All Things Are Possible. I just want to encourage you right now that because you might be dealing with some things in your life, you might be going through just life. And I just want you to know tonight that all things are possible. I think we're all standing in a place right now where we're believing God for the best. We're believing God that He's going to work some things out for our good. And I just want to encourage you today that God is able to make all grace abound to us. God is able to do all things. And I just want to encourage you today because God is in a miracle working business. God is desiring to do some things in our lives. And I just want to encourage you that no matter what you're going through today, no matter what you're experiencing today, I want you to understand that all things are possible, that God loves you, He has the best for you, and no matter what you're experiencing, no matter what things are happening, I just need for you to understand today that God has His hand on your life. Whether you believe in God or not, God is still who He says He is. And one thing I can say to those who are listening right now, you might not believe in God, you might not believe in Jesus Christ, but I want you to tell you, one thing I can do is share what God has done, what God means to me in my life. What you ultimately believe is going to be what you believe, but I can only testify what God has done for me in my life. And I say that because I do understand that not everyone is going to believe what I believe. Not everyone's going to believe how I believe. But I'm here to let you know tonight that God is able to make all grace abound to you. So no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're going through, I want you to encourage you today that all things are possible. Your situation might look and appear like it's a dead end. You know, I've been through that myself. I've been in places where I felt like, God, this is it. It's not happening. It doesn't even appear like it's even going to happen. But it happens. But one thing that God wants to know from us is that we're going to believe in Him no matter what, that we are going to believe that He is who He says He is, and that He will do what He said He would do in His Word. What does this mean for you, and what does this mean for me? What this means is this. We can go to Father in prayer, have faith, you know, sharing our heart and telling God what's going on with us. You know, God wants us to be honest and transparent with Him. It's not about even open up your heart and everything to necessarily your brother or sister. That helps. But God wants to have a relationship with you personally, with each one of us individually. That's what God wants from us. So no matter what you're going through today, I just encourage you, when you pray, believe that God is hearing your prayer. And ask God to show you the way. Ask Him to show you the way. Because no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, all things are possible. What I'm going to play for you right now is a song from a friend of mine. And this song is called Free. This is by Liz Hansen. Be blessed. I'll be right back.
Hold me any longer, 'cause I'm singing.
Hello, this is G. Wright, and you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. Don't go anywhere, because there's more to come your way. So sit back, relax, and continue to enjoy the show. Hey, you guys are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. This is none other than G. Wright, and if you're listening, I know that I'm doing the format just a little bit differently tonight. The message, the preached message, will come on this coming Thursday from 6 to 7. So you're in the right place at the right time. I just want to send a shout-out to my girl, Shemaine, out there. You know, she's fired up. And, you know, the number here, y'all, is 646-595-4311. I just want to encourage you, no matter what you're going through, that all things are possible, that we can be free today. And I just want to encourage you that no matter what you're going through, he shall perform it. If there's something that God has said he was going to do in your life and something that you believe in, he shall perform it. He will do what he said he would do in his word. He will be what you need him to be in your life. So I just encourage you, this is my cousin, none other than Eureka A. Wright, actually two of my cousins. This is also featuring my cousin, our cousin, Kevin Smith. This is He Shall Perform.
This is Brother Willie Odom Sr., and you are listening to the Heart of Love radio show with your host, Minister G. Wright. Keep it locked in. The Heart of Love radio show.
You know, one thing I want to say is this, guys, that no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, I just want to encourage you today that God has you. And even though you have things in your hearts and things in your mind, and you're saying, God, I know what you said. I know what you told me. I know what you said. And sometimes we end up dealing with so many different things in our lives, and we say, God, I was expecting this. I was expecting you to do this. And sometimes we feel like, God, I'm by myself. God, I'm feeling like I'm by myself. I'm having to deal with situations I don't want to deal with by myself. And what I want to encourage you today is this. I want to encourage you today that God knows everything you're going through. So you might be dealing with some things and you might be saying, God, I believe that you're going to perform it. But these things are still happening in my life. I'm still dealing with these situations. But I want to encourage you today that he knows everything you're going through. He knows your heart. He knows your heart. He knows your pains. He knows the different things you struggle with in your life. And when it comes down to it, guys, it's all about a relationship. We have to have that relationship with Jesus. We have to have that relationship and be open and willing to have that relationship. This is what I'm going to play for you guys tonight. This song, I love this song because he knows about everything you're going through. Yeah, he cares about you. This is Karen Clark Shear with her sister Dorinda Clark Cole. You know.
Drop it like this. Jam. I want you to sing this, Karen, with a lot of emotion.
Does he know about why I can't get to sleep at night? Does he know about all this pain and tears I cry? Does he know about the things I love, everything under the sun? Does he know all of our secrets we hold so tight? Does he know how hard it is cold sometimes? Does he know my weakness when I feel like I want to choke somebody? Does he know all of my needs beyond my thoughts? Does he know all of my joy that I lost? He knows.
More on us than we can.
hope you guys are enjoying that. This is G Wright, and you're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. If you're going to tune in on Thursday from 6 to 7, I'm preaching a message, there's a season for everything. I'm not Ecclesiastes. And the thing about it is this, guys, there's a season for everything. Sometimes we have dreams and we say, God, these dreams aren't coming to pass right now. And it appears like you've called me to do great things, but when I'm looking at it, it appears that nothing is happening. It appears that nothing is going to happen. I just want to encourage you right now that no matter what you're going through, no matter what situations you are experiencing, I want to encourage you right now that God has you. God has everything. He knows everything. And you might feel like, I can't make it. But I want to encourage you that God will rebuild the walls. God, there's a season for everything. There's a season to take down things. There's a season to rebuild. And I want to encourage you today that God will rebuild the walls. Right now I'm about to play for you Bill Moss Jr. Rebuild the Walls. Make sure you make this show a favorite of yours. Just tune in each time when you get a chance. Here, you know, on Tuesdays from 9 to 10, the radio show, and then on Thursdays from 6 to 7, visit me on my website, gwrightonline.com. Don't forget to check me out on iTunes, and my CD now is available for distribution through New Day out of the Tennessee area. So in different states, they will have the option to actually put my CDs in the store. So please, across the nation. So please pray with me as I'm praying for you. I want to send a shout out to my girl Shermaine. She's a firecracker for the Lord, Shermaine. And no matter what you're going through, guys, there's a season for everything. So if there's a dream that you have, know that God hasn't forgotten about those dreams because He's placed those dreams within you, within your heart, within your thought. Keep the word of God on your lips, in your heart. And keep your dream before you. There is a time to cry. There is a time to be happy. There is a time to plant. There is a time to uproot. There is a time to plan. Then there's a time to sit back. And I believe that in this season, God is reawakening dreams and heart desires of His people. I want to say God bless you guys. Make sure you continue to keep this show a favorite of yours. God bless you. This, we're in the show with tonight, Rebuild the Walls. This is by Bill Moss Jr.
Nehemiah was burdened and heavy laden when he found out that the walls of Jerusalem had fallen and lion roared. So he got permission from the king to go back and survey the land. When he got there, he regrouped the people and rebuilt the walls in 52 days. That's what we have to do for our church. Protect the music. Protect the worship. Can I get a witness? Protect us, Lord.
Protect us, Lord.